On the Neighborhood Partnership Network's homepage, you're one click away from finding out the meeting times and locations of dozens of different neighborhood organizations all over New Orleans. NPN, that shorthand for the Neighborhood Partnerships Network, was born after Katrina to help communities all over the city maximize our limited resources and work with each other to accomplish common goals. One way NPN facilitates neighborhood collaboration is through a series of workshops on building capacity. So what's capacity?
Build capacity is just giving people the skills and the ability to either work with government or work in their neighborhoods, being able to leverage the relationships they have.
That's Jason Stopa, who works on policy and education for NPN. The room is full of neighborhood leaders from all over the city, and they've come to do something called asset mapping.
So it's this idea of how to build from the assets in your neighborhood. The people are the asset instead of the needs.
How many people here think organizing is really easy? Yeah, right? No hands. So you're absolutely right, right? There's always going to be these challenges because you're dealing with people.
That's Alexandra Miller. She's an urban planner with experience in public engagement. She's leading NPN's workshop on capacity building.
Everybody's got kind of their own ideas about what's important, and so it's all about figuring out what are those common goals and figuring out how to move towards them.
Representatives from about 75 groups throughout the city are participating in these capacity building workshops. They're half seminar, half support group about the civic process and neighborhood revitalization. Let's listen in.
Yeah, because if we ever get our community, you know, to be on one accord, on one page, everybody, and we could do that, mm-hmm. we could change some of the game.
So what are some of the tools that community organizing uses to get people on the same page?
I think it's finding the common concern. When you find something that people are passionate about in their community, then that's sort of a rallying cry for them to get together to resolve it. So it's very important to identify what's important, most important to the community that you live in, and then you can work from there.
And what about participation? Just more of it is better?
Just showing people that being a part of the democratic process, having an open discussion, an open dialogue, and people feel more receptive to participate mm-hmm. and get involved in something, they feel inclusive about the process.
Right. Something that makes you really mad is great to get people involved, but I think if every single person in this room was in one neighborhood, that neighborhood would get a lot done. But we're all just, you know, drips of water in large pools of people who maybe sometimes we have trouble motivating. So,
she's actually so right, because what happens is we're putting out fires of our own and then not realizing she may be putting out a fire. We all are putting out a fire, but if collectively we came together, we could holds one, your spot, my spot, and actually move forward.
Learn more about the Neighborhood Partnerships Network at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.